to the podcast. Hello, you're back live.
You're not live.
With me, Tazza.
And me, Stevie.
On the Debrief podcast. And today's episode is called How to Survive Summer. Well, you're not a summer person.
Tazza, are you a summer person?
Oh, yes.
Ugh, boring. Get out.
Stevie, are you a summer person?
Yes. No, I'm not. No, I actually, it's a very long story. I
Please.
Wasn't a summer person for years.
Mm.
And then last year, I had a renaissance. That's the end of the story. It wasn't a long story, but it was.
Or a good one.
No.
It lacked sort of narrative twist.
And characters and plot.
We didn't get on board.
No.
We couldn't empathise.
It's got a lot to do with you, though, I think.
Me?
Yeah, I think. So I work a lot with Tessa, not just on this podcast, just in life. Like, I work on life. And, you know, we are, like, writing partners. And we were writing a lot over summer. And every summer, I'll be, you know, trying to pick the darkest place in the underground cafe with no light to work in because I can't stand the sun like a vampire. And Tessa would arrive in, like, a summer outfit, you know, with her sunscreen on, wanting to sit in a garden. And I basically was forced into having to be outside, and I love it now.
Ah,
I bought a thing that wasn't black for the first time in 2015 because of you. But first, before we do it, what's
Stevie
the most...
was basically a mushroom.
Okay.
And I was a
fun guy.
Yeah. And I was a sunflower.
Yeah, yeah, you are a sunflower. So you'd always find patches of sun and just sit in them.
Mm.
Like, it would be so weird to watch.
Like Stevie lost me. And then she was like, she said to me, it was like, we don't know where Tessa is. And then she was like, you find the sun and you'll find her.
Yeah,
and she was
on the sun.
Yeah, that's where I was.
I'd found the only
patch of sun in a very large radius.
Right, before we start, though, what's the most adult thing you've done, and can I go first?
Of course you can.
Right, I had a cervical smear.
Yes, yes,
thank you.
Yes. Wowee, when?
Oh, I had it yesterday. Today, I had it today. Oh my God, I had it today. If you haven't had one, because you're not of age or you have a penis, they are done every 3 years to a woman. I was a year late. Yeah, I've had seven.
No.
I'm 45. No, I have had one before, but I couldn't really remember it. It sort of passed by in a blur. And I had it it's fine, isn't it? What's everyone going about? Although I have to say, my sister had a really bad experience with one where I won't go into it, but I was like, it's fine. If anything, it's fun. Like, enjoy it. Actively keep a diary, you know? Live blog it. Put a GoPro on. she did. And she came back. She was like, oh, it was horrible. I was like, oh, I'm sorry. And then I thought when I was going in, like, oh my God, what if I've remembered it with like rose-tinted glasses? You know? No, it's absolutely fine. It's just a bit odd. Just a bit weird.
I've only had one, and I...
That's bad, Tessa. You need to have another one.
I don't think I'm due it, actually.
You have them when you're 25.
Yeah, and I haven't had my second one because I'm so young. Thank you.
I mean, I know how old you are, and you should have had one.
She said I had a beautiful vagina.
Did she?
Yeah.
Well, mine said, I was going to use a bigger speculum, but actually, you might need a small, Woo! Which is good, right?
I don't know if it is.
Oh.
Yes, it is.
It is. It's like having a test tube.
Yes. I told my lady that I was terribly nervous and I really was worried and really...
It's frightening.
Yeah, I really didn't like it because the word scrape comes up. So I was like...
They don't really. They just sort of bobble about.
Anyway, she was like, well, don't worry. Shall I tell you? There I was on the thing.
Drop trowel.
I dropped trowel, got on the bed. So I was already in a very vulnerable position where I was quite like, okay, just crack on now.
Yeah.
And then she was like, what I'll do is I'll talk you through and show you all the equipment I'm going to use. And I was
that's
like, no, thank you.
No, that's not acceptable.
I'm just going to be closing my eyes. You just do whatever you're doing down there.
The scraper thing looks frightening.
Yeah. So then she got the speculum out.
Yeah.
And she went, hello, I'm the speculum. And I was like...
Well, he sounds nice. And it's a him as well.
I was like, good God. Just put it up there and
scrape my cervix and
get out of here.
Let's go get a drink.
Nice to me. All right. I didn't even know I was due another one, so I'll... Thank you.
And everyone should. And actually, it's totally fine. And she said, I think this might be a little bit uncomfortable. And I was waiting for the uncomfortable part and then it was over.
Oh, good for you.
And, you know, who knows? Who knows what the results will be? But I'm ready to take it.
You're a powerful, strong woman, and you should not be ashamed of your beautiful vagina.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
You too. Sorry.
Thank you.
What's the most adult thing you've done? Does it involve your vagina?
I don't think I can top you, so I'm just going to bow out.
That's great. You've got one because I bowed out the other week when you did mine, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why do you love summer? And I'll tell you, Tessa's just put some reflective glasses on.
I'm even
why
wearing
do you
my
love
sunglasses
summer? And
inside.
I will counter it with the negative because that's my personality.
Understood. I love all the seasons.
So do I. That didn't go well, did it?
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Okay, goodbye.
No, I do love all the seasons.
Yeah.
But I think I just love summer because I love to be warm. I hate being cold more than anything in the whole world.
Okay, but then you can put your central heating on and wear a big scarf. And look better.
No.
Okay, next one.
A part of it is the absolute like fear of the cold and just... I don't know. It's to do with being a sunflower. It's to do with the feeling of like the sun on your skin. There's nothing feels as nice as that.
Yeah.
And I love the smell of like sun cream and freshly cut grass and the sound of Wimbledon and like blue skies.
Be a gardener. That's what you should be.
Yeah, but it's cold in the garden in the winter.
It is. I understand.
I don't want to be an all-round, year-round gardener.
No, that's... no, I mean, few do.
I think summer for me is like sports day and like...
Exams.
I love exams. No. There's like, that's sort of the end of year school when your teachers were like, who cares?
You're right. No, I like that. I like school.
And like
I like summer school.
Brown grass. School. You know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. No, I know. Yeah. Dead grass. Like dead burning grass.
Yeah.
Bushfires.
Just like, yeah. And like nothing to do all day. And yeah.
Yes. No, I agree with all of that. I don't like being cold. Sure. I'm a human. Mm-hmm. I don't like being sweaty.
Okay.
I don't like being sweaty. I don't like sweat patches. I don't like being muggy. And you know when you're like on a train or in a car and you can breathe in, but the air feels thick, like jam, like thick, and you're like, and I can't do that. But my issue, I found the core of my issue, which is so lame because I wish it was something a bit more. Well, actually, no. It comes down to two things. It's wasps,
yeah,
which I've spoken about at length, and also I don't. Summer clothes don't lend themselves naturally to me because they're all flowery. I'm trying to see if it... No, I'm wearing black today and it's incredibly hot. Like, they're all flowery and...
and exposed.
Sorry, that's what I meant by... No, I didn't.
Exposed. You didn't. You meant like a girl like running through a field.
Yeah, and she's just like so at ease. And whenever I'm wearing anything that is skimpy, I spend the whole time like... You can't see. I'm just sort of staring at my exposed skin, like, oh, well, I didn't know I had that sort of bit of chicken skin there. Or like, oh, why is my arm here? Like, why is my arm here? Mm. Rather than just being like living free, you know?
I hear
under
you.
The sheath of material.
Shall we address wasps or shall we just address skin?
I think we should address the sheath of material first. I think...
Which of the options was that?
Oh, clothes. Summer clothes.
You know, which of my two options was...
The summer sheath.
The summer sheath. Yes.
But I figured out how to do it now.
Oh, great. I was going to say, I think that is a huge issue for everyone. People, when you're in the shops, you're like...
Men and women alike.
Yes, for all. Because suddenly you're just putting a lot of... Boys...
Have to wear cargo pants.
Have to wear
shorts.
Cargo pants. Have to wear...
Which is so bad.
Have to wear shorts. Have to get their bottom leg... Their bottom leg that they like haven't shown all year.
Yeah.
And then they're all nervous. You can hear a boy being like, I'm wearing shorts. And you're like, sorry?
There becomes a lot of questions about the context of shorts. Like, I'm doing this. Do you think shorts will be okay?
Do you think shorts will be okay? And as a girl, you're like, I've absolutely no idea.
Yeah.
I just think so.
Yeah.
And they're like, what do you think? What if I look like a schoolboy?
And
like,
so there's but that's fine.
Yeah. So I think there's a lot of worry wrapped up in shorts. And I think, summer has these, everyone gets themselves ever so worked up. Let's talk about arms.
Can we?
Can we please talk about arms?
We need the... I presume you're not talking about the lithe lower arm, but the upper inflatable arm.
The lithe lower arm, as we all know, is beautiful.
It's so tight and toned on everyone.
It's the upper arm we're here for.
We're here for the upper arm.
Upper arm. So I am currently sat in...
Tessa looks great. Her upper arms look great.
An extremely large smock from The Gap that is belted at the waist.
Yes, that her mum got out of a bin.
I got it. She got it from a car boot sale.
Okay,
she paid a hot 50 pence for this dress. Thank you so much.
I take it back.
And
it's that
nice,
back.
But it's no. You can't take it back to the bin.
Oh,
you can't.
Right,
that's
okay,
the thing.
Fine.
You can't. They won't do refunds. It's very nice. It's also much too big for me. And my arms are out. And I've absolutely reached arm... I'm going to use the word arm nirvana. I'm just absolutely...
Armageddon.
Oh,
thank you. Doesn't quite work considering you're getting
it's
your arms
not
out
what
and Bruce
it means,
Willis gets blown up.
Oh God, that film. When she calls him dad at the end.
Oh yeah, the thing. What was the bit that you said was the bit that you cried? No,
it's that. The bit where she calls him dad.
Okay.
And they haven't been able to have contact with Houston.
we're cracking on.
Anyway, so it's Armageddon.
Yeah.
It's a good expression. I've got my arms out now. I've reached arm nirvana. I do not care about them anymore.
How have you done that? Because I still do. I care about your arms.
Do you? I think it's that I just had, they had consumed so much of my thoughts for so long.
Because summer clothes don't have any sleeves.
Yeah.
So you've got to get them out. And if you don't have like toned, I was going to say toned abs. That's got nothing to do with it. You have toned abs on your arms. Then you feel like you can't hide, you know?
You can't hide.
But I've got now a summer wardrobe that basically involves anything that's summery that's got sleeves I've bought, which is five things in the last year.
Lovely.
But it takes up so much of my time in terms of like figuring out how to cover them. Mm. So I'm really jealous that you are able to just get them set out.
Like, remember, I just used to wear, I would never be seen without a cardigan. I'd always have sleeves.
A shirt on over a summer dress.
Yes, of course, shirt on over a summer dress. That's one of my classics. Like, I think it probably starts at school where suddenly it hits the summer and everyone's in like a tiny little, well, because summer clothes are not designed to be worn with a bra or to have like any shape to you.
No.
So if you're not a tiny thing, then you're like, what am I going to do with this? And your bosoms are falling out and you just feel like a big old whale,
even if you're not a whale. And like, and let's be clear, no one is a whale. Mm. Like, that doesn't exist, unless we've got some whales listening, in which case
thank you for joining us.
I hope your blowhole's healthy.
Yeah. So, best of luck to you.
Best of luck to you and all who swim within you. But yeah, I think it's about just like saying fuck it,
because you might be thinking about it, but no one else is. So if you cease to think about it, that thought vanishes.
Yeah,
it's gone.
Or try a short sleeve,
and then options. A short sleeve is a gateway drug.
I found there's a lot of, now I don't know what the word is, but I'm going to really just go for it. They're sort of see through, but they're not, and they're kind of lacy, but they're not, and they're big and they're billowy and they go over things. Do you know what I mean? It's almost like a lace curtain that goes over your clothes. Things that are floaty and sort of mesh or see through that can go over the top of like a vest. You're still getting your arms out. You can still see it. But it's sort of like an optical illusion.
A cape. Are we describing a cape?
Sounds like I'm describing like a cloud wizard's cape. And I am. No, it's...
like a doily that you put your head through.
Like a doily you put your head through, but don't think
of that. Like a poncho?
Yeah, no, it's not a poncho. I think other people will know what I mean. It's there's also very cool, like now, black mesh tops, like t-shirts that go over stuff.
Yes.
And that's like, I would say, the step up. And then the day that you're like, it's kind of like being naked at the gym. You're like, well, I forgot my towel in the shower. Oh, this lion's going to get an eye full of tit. And you just do it. And you just walk like Arthur and the acid. Hey,
what a wonderful kind of day. Here he
and
goes.
And you walk nude right past all those women. And no one looks. And you think everyone's like, oh my God, that woman's nude. But no one's looking. It's like when you get your arms out, you're like, oh, hello. No one else cares.
But even if you did see a hilarious, imagine seeing somebody with their arms out and genuinely being like, yeah, what horrible arms. Yeah. What a nasty person you'd be to think that about somebody else.
Yeah.
Or if you saw a lady at the gym, who, even though they were like hilarious.
We were talking ages ago, I don't know if you remember, about how like if you have a thing that you're worried about,
you
notice it in other people. So our friend has like a teeth thing, so she notices people's teeth. I mean, I have absolutely excellent teeth, so I don't notice anyone's teeth. You have good teeth. Whereas if you've got your own...
But I would have told you, people used to say it to me, we've both got quite nice... here comes a compliment for ourselves. We've not been cursed with poor skin.
Sure.
And then people were often quite like, oh God, you've got nice skin. And my response would always be, yeah, but I can tell you how many women in this room have got their arms out.
Yeah. So I know the girth of everyone's thighs.
Exactly.
In here,
so everyone's got their personal hang up.
Yes. And if they're looking, that means that if they're looking at you, they're looking at you because they don't like theirs and they're more focused on the fact that they don't like theirs rather than yours. So that's fine.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
No one is actually genuinely.
Everyone is dealing
looking.
With their own shit. And if you just stop doing that.
Other like whistle stop summer dressing things that
yes,
I learned
please.
Is if you don't like getting your flesh out, there are some really like low level things that you can get out that trick people to thinking that you look really summery. Like, for example, cropped trousers and sliders.
So you've got a slider?
Sorry, sandals. So you've got your...
Why do you call them sliders?
Because there's a type of sandal that is called a slider.
Very cool.
It's the one that I wear, the one with the Nike tick on it.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Yes, they sort of look like an old man in the 70s by a swimming pool. But get your calf out, get your foot out. You've got your whole foot and calf out. Like, you can cover up everything else. Yeah. That's fine. Also, like, sleeved things over the top of not sleeved things. So I've got, like, a really long, floaty, like, snakeskin shirt, which sounds awful, but it's actually really nice. And it's actually technically a dress, probably, that wear open underneath with, like, stuff, you know, like, so summer clothes that you don't want to actually wear out without anything over the top. Also, crop tops, gross, but you can, like, if you wear high-waisted stuff with a crop top, the bit under your boobs is normally, like, all right.
Yeah.
In comparison to everything
that
else.
That is a real... Oh, yeah, this is a good one. Yeah. So, like, a high-waisted skirt or trow.
Trow.
Or
a
something.
Pant, maybe.
A high-waisted pant. Yeah, straight to your proper actual waist.
Mm.
Then that
above
bit of,
your belly button, because underneath your belly button is where the blah blah lies.
Yes, that's not really a crop. Nobody really needs that.
No, and if I ever see someone doing that, even if they have washboard abs, I just can't stop staring at their midriff.
Yes, because that is Britney Spears circa 2002.
Yeah, Slave for You era.
Slave for You, and even then it was a mistake.
I didn't think it was a mistake, but I certainly couldn't look anything else.
Yes.
I can't hold a normal conversation with someone who's got their lower stomach out. That's just me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're not getting shit done.
There's no judgment here, but it's like if you've got one boob out, I wouldn't be able to talk to you because I'd be like, well, this is good business.
I respect
but
that decision, but your boob is out.
Yeah, I can see your boob.
But this bit, the bit above your waist... Lovely. Mm, get that bit out.
Lovely.
And then you're like, and you keep being like, oh, what a flash of, oh,
yeah.
Feel a cool girl.
Yes.
Maybe try investing in like longer skirts than you think. Like go for a, because sometimes that's the worry is like, oh, this skirt is too, if I bend over, oh God, I feel. But once you've got a long floaty number on, not a full maxi, too much.
Bit much.
Midi? Is that a thing?
Yeah, it actually is. Yeah.
Something below the knee then makes you be like, ooh.
Mm.
Feeling all floaty here.
Yeah, and that's really cooling. If you're a guy listening, then, you know, shorts are fine. Just don't wear like hot pants to a meeting. That's the only thing.
Don't put your hot pants on,
unless
boys.
It's a meeting about how great hot pants are. In which case
that's
I'd
really
go
good
for it.
Idea.
Yeah.
I think men, you see men on the tube just looking... Like I saw,
you've got too much clothes on. Mm, they look really uncomfortable.
He was so uncomfortable. And this lady he was with, I don't think they were together... because she was laughing at him. but like they were work colleagues, I assume. And she was like, you know, you take your tie and shirt off. Not your shirt. Take your shirt off, John.
Shirt off. Get your wang out,
come
Roger.
Come on, it's the tube. It's
the tube.
And she was like, are you not?
Get a ball out for the tube.
Yeah, come on. Everyone's doing it. And he was like, no, I like
it. I'm having a nice time.
I'm having a nice time. He was... crimson. He was stood so upright, and you could see that his like eyes were retreating into his head, like he was just like not emotionally there. Like,
I've got so many images in my head of every man I've seen on the tube. There's so
just,
many.
Like, they're just counting down. Me like three more stops.
Sorry, let's not make it London based. Trains.
Anywhere you've been.
Men in hot.
Men in suits.
Men in hot situations.
Just where they're like, we must be able to find just an appropriate, smart thing that men can wear in the office in the summer.
But crucially, they're not in the office at that point.
Oh, yeah, sorry. So crucially.
Take your tie up.
Roger, also, you're on the train.
Get your thing, get your clothes
if you're one
off.
Of those idiots who's got, you know, a trainer for their... if you've got any trainers, you idiots. No, as in, like, if you take off your smart shoes and put your trainers on to commute home, good idea, then carry some commuter clothes.
Yes, then just pop them on.
Imagine if Roger just like put on like a wife beater and a sling vest to travel.
He's so into it.
Yeah, because crucially, Roger, you're not at work.
And also, you look silly. You look sillier, like a jack of potato in tinfoil, just slowly melting.
Yeah. So I think we just need to everybody get over themselves.
Yeah, just get cool and get over yourself.
Get cool and get over yourselves. For God's sake, get your arms out.
Right, that's so great that we sorted out clothes.
Done.
People said it couldn't be done. We've just nailed
it. We've done it.
Right, now we're going to move on to like general, like, I don't like hot, right?
Okay.
Now, a big thing that I battled with for years was shame.
Oh.
It was shame and guilt. So
About
the fact that everyone loses their minds when it's sunny and they're like, oh, we've got to have a meeting in the sun. We've got to go in the sun. And well, let's not go there because we're on the sun. Oh, I just want to go and sit in my room or inside.
Right.
With my blackout blind down.
Listening to My Chemical Romance.
No. Maybe.
What were you listening to?
But watching a great show on Netflix, doing normal things, but just not outside because I don't like being outside. I do now, but I didn't for years like being outside and being hot. and I would feel guilty, and that would really, it's like when you know you've got to do something and you like have like a day where you're like relaxing and you can't relax because you're just aware that you could be doing something else. So there was a real,
but if
like,
you like being inside, then be inside.
Yeah, of course, but it's actually not that simple because you feel like you're wasting
I think
the
everything
day.
Is. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you are wasting the day.
Right.
So get outside.
Right. See, there's the shame. You're the purveyor of shame. You see, look, this is inaction. Tessa is treating me like I'm psychologically damaged.
No,
in
no,
some
no.
Way.
I just think like your memories of summer are not nice memories, you know?
No, they're great memories. I have like the best summers ever.
Oh, great then. Right. Everyone, have a nice time, whatever you're doing.
Right. I know. That's the way of saying, isn't it?
Yeah. I just think, yes, you're right. The race in the day thing is not helpful.
But all your friends are going, come to this beer garden. And you're like, and I'd like to go in the bit with the beer inside.
Yes,
and you can't say
I think
that.
You've just got to a point now where we're like, oh, actually, I don't like hanging out with you very much. You don't have to, you know?
That's true.
I actually don't enjoy, it's okay to be like, or like... spin cycle. I don't know. Like,
yes.
Whatever, something that you do.
Spin cycle is a thing on a washing
yeah,
machine.
Yeah, you don't like it. It's okay. It's okay.
I don't like spinning my clothes.
It's okay to let it go. It's just okay to like let things go in your
yes.
life and be like, oh, I actually don't even like red
summer.
Wine or summer.
I don't like summer. And then when you can just be the person who looks
that.
Forward to winter.
Just own
when
it.
Everyone's looking forward to summer, you can just feel the same, but you're just doing it 6 months later than everyone else, which is fine. My other issue with summer is sleeping. I can't really sleep.
Okay. Oh,
because I can't open
I
the window because
some...
then I have to... Oh, my God. My bedroom with white walls is now essentially like a mosquito graveyard. And
great.
By graveyard, I mean the bodies are laying above the ground and there are no graves.
Okay.
And also they've all been killed by a large book. Is that
okay.
And every night I go to sleep, like I have to just like attack loads of things because I can't stand that whining noise. And then I can't sleep and then I don't want to open the window. So
have you considered getting a fan?
I don't have one at the moment, but when I've ever had one, it just blows hot air into me, you know? Do you like more?
Yes. I had a very good tip that
okay.
involved some ice. You put like a, get a bowl of ice,
yeah.
put it in front of the fan.
Oh, what a tip.
Yeah, right?
Great.
You're
good
blowing
top tip. Ice at yourself.
Ice. Yeah.
Great. There's another tip similar, which Grace Howard New has written. I put a call out to all the debrief readers, and she said, keep a bottle of water or a flannel in the freezer, get it out before bed and sleep with it like near your ankles. So basically, because there's this thing as well that if you have trouble sleeping, you should just take your socks off and pop your feet outside.
Have you got your socks on?
Sometimes you might have your socks on in winter if you're like,
okay.
you know, I'm just saying in
yes,
general,
yes, yes.
you should always put your feet out of
yes,
the bed sheets
to regulate
keep
them cold.
The temperature.
Now,
weirdly.
Now, and everyone's like, obviously that's what you do. And when you do put your feet out, you're like, oh, that feels wonderful.
Yeah.
Only for 1 second. And then you remember that the ghost under your bed is going to grab your foot.
Okay, let's unpack that.
You don't have a ghost under your bed that would...
No.
You could put your feet out of the duvet confidently.
I put my feet out of the duvet confidently and then I just have to work through the Japanese girl from
yes.
the closet that walks into the room.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Who's going to grab your foot?
Well, no, she uses my feet as leverage to come into bed with me.
Okay.
Yes.
Very popular other things, wolves.
I'm sorry, a wolf.
A wolf? Oh my God.
Lives under your bed and then gets
They don't live under your
you.
Bed, they just come in and get your foot.
Okay.
Wolves?
Is this because of your family from Canada?
Yes, dad's is wolves.
I was gonna
say. But then I always thought that was just dad with the wolves. Mm. But then I've met lots of people who are into the wolves because I was always
right.
like, it's just the dead girl, right?
Yes.
Or the small dead boy, or the worker from Victorian Orphanage.
The child with the sack over his head in the film, The Orphanage.
The Orphanage.
Who just appears. But
and
none
also,
of these people grab people's feet in bed.
No, that's never happened in a film.
Paranormal activity, it does.
Does she grab her foot?
You can't see it, but there's like they set up a camera, and yeah, they basically get pulled out of bed by a poltergeist.
I sort of imagine them... scraping the sole of my foot like with a thing, but like
yeah.
if sometimes I lie there thinking about it, I'm like, get your feet out, and I like force myself to do it,
yeah,
and then I think about it, I'm like, what does the girl want and why would she grab your
feet?
Really think about it.
Yeah.
Why is she...
Surely she'd come the other end
exactly, like,
if she really wanted to.
If she really wanted something, exactly.
If she needed to ask you something, she wouldn't grab
yeah,
your foot.
Also, like, after the grabbing of the foot, what I imagine happens next? Like, I wake up, I look at her, and then she's like,
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry, I grabbed your foot. So, like, I have to really walk myself through the process.
Yes.
And calm down.
Of course. But it's true. There's no motivation. Why would you do that?
There's no motivation.
If you were an actual ghost, you'd write a note and leave it next to the person's bed so that when they woke up in the morning, you'd be like, oh, help me.
No, we don't. But the ghost might be malicious. He might want something bad.
Again, then the foot is the least dangerous.
If the malicious ghost is coming,
she's coming through your mouth.
Yeah, the foot
to take your soul. Yeah, exactly. She's not gonna trash the soul of your foot because she's a malicious. Okay, so you've got to get that out of your head.
Work through that as best you can.
And actually, as Tessa says, very helpful. Think about the motivations of someone pulling your foot in the middle of the night. Wolf, different, but the chances of there being a wolf in your room is so slim.
Yeah, walk through yourself through how did the wolves get here?
How did the wolves get in? Once you've got your feet out, it's good to have a cold flannel. I'd say put a towel down. Cold flannel on your ankles. It immediately alleviates any sweaty sleep issues and cools you down. Because she used to spend her summers in Spain without aircon, which I can't imagine the only thing that worked. Because, yeah, that's the other thing with a fan. You're like, oh, it's so cooling. Ah, oh, this is so great. Ah, and you can't. That's what a fan sounds like, by the way.
Oh, right.
I don't know if you've ever seen a fan. But
I don't know if you've ever seen a fan, if I'm honest.
Oh, no, I may have got it confused with me doing that noise.
I don't love that they like come at you.
Yes, because then
waft.
You get they waft, so you get like a bit of it, and then it goes, and then you're like, and then you know it's on its way back,
it's
and then you start
it's like listening to somebody
it.
Snoring because you're like,
yeah.
Oh, here's the silence, but it's coming in a minute.
Oh, put your pillowcases in the fridge during the day.
Holy
that's nice.
Shit. That's good stuff.
Yeah,
oh, we're on another level
that's,
now.
That's Georgie Percy, right? Oh yeah, cooling spray, which you can buy, but I just don't agree morally with Evian releasing those water sprays.
Mm.
And it's like, how are you charging the tap water to put on your face? Mm. Like, I can't. So you can just get one of those like little spray bottles, just fill it with water and spray your face.
Mm-hmm.
The other nice things are to do with food, which is to put grapes in the freezer overnight and snack on them all day long, because I like healthy miniature ice lollies, which I think I've heard
idea.
This. I love that idea and I've always thought it and I've never done it. Once I put a bunch of grapes in the freezer, I just left it in there for a year and I took them out of the room. Why?
That's fantastic.
Close. It's a good story, isn't it? It's like my earlier story.
One of your best.
Yeah, thanks.
I think, yeah, getting into ice lollies. You know when you were little and you had the plastic... Ooh,
little things and you poured like juice in them.
Yeah, right?
You could put some gin in.
Yeah, you could do any kind of stuff now.
Does that freeze? Yeah, probably. Other things
freeze,
as well.
Right?
If you're frightened of mosquitoes coming in or flying ants, it's flying ants day today, which is a bad day for everyone.
Or like national flying ants
basically
day.
There's like there's a very small window of time when the entire of the world is like, not the world, but all the flying ants are like,
holy
they've
shit.
Basically, they've procreated and born and they're all reached
well, there's
maturity.
One day in, you know, the marching fire ants that come through like a tidal wave and eat everything. So
okay.
we're better off here.
Better off here. But there are some really nice mosquito nets that you can buy and that don't look gross and like mosquito nets. If you go on eBay and Amazon, I was Googling. Well, I mean,
yeah,
I've actually
they'll look
bought
like
one.
A princess.
Like a Pinterest.
A princess.
And then
put your fairy lights on the top.
And fairy lights. And then like a little...
It looks so nice.
And there's some white flowers.
Oh, yeah.
Or you can just put it in front of your window.
Also an option.
Oh, hello, Georgia, and I'm sorry if I've mispronounced this. Georgia Vinyl Gore or Vinol or Vinal Gore? Georgia, absolutely great tip. Put a hot water bottle filled with cold water in the freezer and use it at night.
Jesus Christ.
I feel embarrassed that I haven't thought of that, but that's a great idea.
That's phenomenal.
Because it will keep cold. And you don't have to, obviously, if it's really cold, you don't have to, like, put it on your chest. You can just put it on your bed, and then when you roll in, it'll be, like, all nice and cool. Oh, that's so good.
I don't know if your listeners, if you, maybe, or your mother has been through the menopause.
Or your father.
Or your father. He or she. You'll know if she has
hot flushes. Yeah.
Because she'll have repeatedly
a hand fan
repeatedly blowing off her forehead and trying to climb into the freezer, regardless of whether you have an open or just a normal standing tiny freezer. And we bought my mum this a freezer. No, but her dream for years was like one of those like American, you know, where you keep a body.
Yeah.
Like she just wanted to get in one of those. We bought from this like very sassy American lady, invented these huge pearls, not huge, but like chunky big white pearls, but you put them in the freezer. And they just look like a big pearl necklace. And then when you're having a hot flush, you took them out and you just wore them. So it's like you're wearing your classy.
Can you buy them here?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What are they called? Don't Google pearl necklace.
Don't Google pearl necklace. They were invented by this woman called Connie Sherman. And it's
Connie Sherman, surely she's never had a menopause.
No, she had it so badly, she got stuck in the freezer. She did get in. She's American, she did get in her freezer,
yeah.
And almost got stuck in it. Oh, and then tried to get in it in the supermarket. Just climb in.
Oh,
just climb in.
Okay.
Because it's just so bad that you're like, I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm so past caring. Anyway, the business is called Hot Girl Pearls. You can find them
online. Hot Girl Pearls. Okay, that's great. For menopausal women and people that don't like being hot.
Yeah, exactly.
Perfect.
You just get them out of the freezer and they felt wonderful.
Oh, another thing I just thought of that really helped me is it's difficult if you're someone that loses stuff, which I am. Basically, if you buy a really great pair of sunglasses.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't matter what you're wearing, how crap you feel.
That's such
you
a good
will
one.
They don't have to be expensive, actually.
Steve, that is such a good tip.
Thank you. Because I did get some Ray-Bans and I lost them within 3 days because I threw them in a bin by accident. And then I bought some copies and then I sat on them and then I bought some copies and then I threw them in front of a bus. The copies were £100 each. So I'm not allowed to do that anymore, but I'm allowed to go up to £30 and I'm allowed to buy the cool, like, really, that make me feel like, oh, this is a bit, oh, hello, sunglasses. Because then you get excited about wearing them. And also, I'd say the same about footwear, sandals.
Yes, I
don't get
really
crap, like, because that's the thing. If you hate summer, you're like, oh, fine. I suppose it's summer, so I'm just going to have to get some, like, crappy flip-flops.
And your feet hurt, and you're flopping along.
And feel nice. Like, yeah. Make yourself feel better.
And you've got
better.
Your rubbish, scratched sunglasses on that cost £1, and they're all plasticky, and they're sweating over your nose.
Oh, yeah. You don't want that.
Guys, up your game. You've got to have nice stuff. And they don't have to be expensive. You can get them secondhand.
Yeah, Monkey's great for sunglasses at the moment.
Just but have something that makes you feel proud and excited to put them on.
Because then sun being in your eyes is, oh, it's so annoying. And as well, sunscreen. Aldi has some great sun cream because that's the other thing as well. You're like, oh, summer's here. I suppose I'll go get some sun cream because I don't want to die of cancer. And then you go in and it's like £20. You're like, oh my God.
Cancer it is. So
cancer it is, I suppose. But Aldi has good £3. I mean, it's from £3, but it's like, it's under £10.
Also, if you can find one that smells nice,
yeah, that's
then
good
you're
too.
Away. Then you're just like,
Yeah, and also like,
holidays.
Stick to that shade and that's fine. You can be outside in a beer garden, not in direct sunlight. Don't do anything you don't want to do just because it's summer. And also, if you don't like Pimm's, that's fine because Pimm's is gross. I don't want to end the podcast on because Pimm's is gross.
I absolutely love Pimm's.
I know. You like summer, you like Pimm's. You're like a manic pixie dream girl.
I'm wearing a smock out of a bin though, guys. So don't be too jealous.
I'm wearing full winter clothes. Yeah. Well, I literally am in full winter clothes.
I'm going to do my final shout out of the summer about arms to Tracy Anderson.
She's revolutionised.
She's changed our game.
Yeah.
Get on YouTube. You want to Google Tracy Anderson arms, brackets, without weights. But do the weights if you really fancy.
Or you own weights.
Bring your own weights.
No, I said, or if you own weights.
Oh, sorry.
If you don't own weights, you can't do the weights.
You can just pick up like an egg or something.
I'd say go for like a can or something.
It needs to be heavier though.
It's an egg.
Start an egg, work up.
The most brittle of foodstuffs.
She is an Australian lady. Was that Australian?
Is she Australian?
Isn't she?
Oh, I definitely think she's
ballet.
Yeah,
you have this beautiful ballet arms. Oh.
And you've got your answer there.
Yeah. I'm not sure.
She may be Australian, but she lived in LA for so long that she talks like Los Angeles.
Look her up. She makes these, they're quite old, sort of 10 years old, but they're all online.
It's like 8 minute arm workout.
It's called 8 minute arms, and you do it for 8 minutes, and you'll be like, 8 minutes, sure. And 3 minutes in, you'll be like, death is coming. This is the worst thing that's ever happened to me.
Rip my arms off and replace them with anything.
But after you do that, do it once a day for like a week, and then you'll be like, oh, I'm getting better at this. And then I don't know if it actually does make any difference, but you feel better about your arms.
Yeah, you do.
And in such a way that you're like, it makes you just be like, yeah, arms, hey?
Yeah. But all going to the gym for summer is all, it's all in your head. Unless obviously you do lose like 20 stone and you look like incredible, fine, that's really great. But a lot of it is just like feeling better.
Yeah.
And then you feel better, or you just feel confident. Happier, more confident. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, Tracy Anderson arms, big shout out to her.
Get your arms out, get your summer clothes on, feel loose, feel floaty.
Get your ass out.
Get your ass out. Roger, get your ball out. Sort yourselves out, guys, and have a wonderful summer.
If you've got any summer-based tips, if you hate summer as well, and you just want to like chat to us, me, about how much you hate it, I'll listen, really open.
But I won't respond.
Yeah, Tessa will stalk and kind of lurk, but yeah, she won't comment. Tweet me, at Stevie M. The S is Summarily a 5.
Very good.
Awesome.
I'm at Tessa Coates. 3 S's in there for
summer. Sun, sex, and sea.
Yeah, baby. we didn't talk about how hard it is to have sex in the heat. Don't.
Let's not.
As in, like, don't do it.
It is, you like it. Fine.
Crack on.
Oh, I'm such a shame that we didn't devote more time to that. and email us, podcast@thedebrief.co.uk. I haven't checked the email address for a month, but I will start doing it more regularly. Do rate us. Rate us if you like it. A summer rating. Don't be too hot. Look after yourself. And I can't wait for winter.
Stay safe. Stay sexy.
Oh, don't end the podcast on the word sexy.
Oh.
Just do another
stay
one.
Stay safe. Stay summery.
Okay. Bye.
Wear your sunglasses.
Wear your sunglasses. Bye.
And sun cream. Bye.
Okay, bye.